Financial investment group Sabvest announced it's to acquire a 30% interest in a company called Revix UK Limited, Revix Technologies Limited, and their associated companies, which are collectively called Revix. Sabvest is to help fund Revix development of a new generation digital asset management portal, which essentially trades bundles of cryptocurrency, giving an investor the opportunity to cross-invest in these assets. To tell us more about how the exchange will work, the basket of cryptocurrencies that will likely be traded and more, I'm joined on the line by Sean Sanders. He's one of the founders of Revix. So Sean, what cryptocurrencies will you be making available for people to invest in, and what sort of bundles or indexes will you be running?
So Revix doesn't actually choose the underlying cryptocurrencies. We use a methodical approach effectively to allow you to hold bundles of cryptocurrencies. So we have a payments-focused bundle, we have a privacy-focused bundle, we have a top 10-focused bundle, and we have a platforms-focused bundle. Now, each of these bundles represent either a theme within the crypto market or they represent a broader reach. So owning a lot of the crypto markets, are owning more than 80% through the top 10 bundles. Now, effectively, these individual cryptocurrency bundles give you access to either 5 or 10 cryptocurrencies. And through that, you can own, you know, the different sectors or the top 10.
Is this the same principle as investing in exchange-traded funds, where you're investing in an instrument that mirrors an underlying commodity like wheat or oil, but you're not actually invested in those commodities, but the paper type thing?
Sort of. So we've taken a direct indexing approach, which is a little different to traditional ETFs or mutual funds that exist in the traditional financial world. With direct indexing, you actually own the underlying assets. So you'll own your own Bitcoin in our bundle. You'll own Ethereum within your own bundle and all the other cryptocurrencies. So you'll actually perfectly mimic the performance of the underlying cryptocurrencies. There'll never be a disparity between the performance of, say, a fund and the performance of the underlying holdings, which is quite innovative and quite new.
So you're starting the service first in South Africa with global aspirations thereafter. So when is the service available? Do people just need to go online and apply? What's the minimum investment level required? How's it going to work?
Sure. So we are live from today, which we're very excited about. We'll be launching in South Africa with the plan to head over to the United Kingdom and to head over to Greater Europe toward the end of the year. The minimum investment amount is 500 Rand. We would like to be bringing that down in the next few months to start off with, though, just to, you know, to get the right amount of capital into the system. We're starting with 500 Rand. So it is accessible to a lot of people.
When you say 500 Rand, are you talking about, would it be a monthly investment?
No, that would be a single investment.
Oh.
So in order to, and sorry, I missed your previous question. In order to sign up to the platform, it's quite simple. You go online, you register an account, which would take less than 2 minutes. We require all of our customers to register and complete a full KYC process, which again shouldn't take more than 5 to 10 minutes. This means providing an identification document, such as your ID or your passport, and actually taking a selfie. We then use some AI and some image recognition to verify that your passport or your identification document is the same as your selfie that you've taken, and from there you are allowed to then invest on the platform. So we kind of take the most prudent approach to invest in cryptocurrencies and effectively, you know, try to change the perception that's in the market where people view crypto in somewhat of a bad light.
Given that you're operating in South Africa, presumably you are considered a financial service provider and you are regulated to a degree to ensure that there's no funny business.
So we would love to be regulated. This is the interesting space that cryptocurrencies are dealing with, or cryptocurrency companies are dealing with. We would love to be regulated under an FSB license of sorts, but unfortunately, or fortunately, I don't know, it depends, you know, who you speak to, but cryptocurrencies aren't financial instruments. They aren't commodities yet. They're currently just sitting in flux somewhere in between everywhere. So there is regulation that's stated to come out a little bit later this year that would require crypto service providers effectively to get registered. We welcome that, and we welcome any other regulation that comes into play. We believe that this asset class, for it to become, you know, a valid asset class for people to use, there needs to be some sort of enforcement and regulation and all the rest.
Yes. So within the investments, you're also offering Rand hedge possibilities. Just elaborate on that for us.
Yeah, sure. So through our bundles, effectively, you are buying a set of cryptocurrencies which are dollar denominated usually. This means that the value of cryptocurrencies are generally tied to international market movements. So that side, if the dollar increases in value, generally speaking, the value of the cryptocurrencies in dollar terms would increase, which means that from a rand position, should the rand depreciate, you'd be holding a foreign asset of sorts.
Hmm.
So you effectively have hedged yourself to a certain degree against any decline in the rand.
Some weeks ago, there was a bit of excitement as the price of the more well-known cryptocurrency Bitcoin rose by some 20% in what's become a market that really has barely moved in recent times. So looking at that example, why should people be interested or excited in investing in cryptocurrencies as there's a huge debate going on about their intrinsic value?
So there is a massive debate, and I don't think anyone's really going to come to the bottom of it or figure it out over the near term. I believe that this is a new asset class that's come into being. It's quite exciting. We've got the first asset class that's emerged, that's digital, that's, you know, Generation Z's focused, and it's quite incredible. And the best way to participate in this asset class, we believe, is effectively to hold a diversified bundle of assets.
Mm.
I think if you speak to most people that are investing in property, or maybe even equities or bonds or any other asset class, they're not going to hold a single asset in that asset class.
Mm.
They would rather own a diversified basket of shares or bonds or whatever the story may be. And we're just trying to apply that same approach to cryptocurrencies effectively.
That was Sean Sanders. He's one of the founders of Revix.